This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
In Mexico, a new president who has noticed that Mexico is a massive fossil fuel producer, one of Andrés Manuel López Obrador's big goals, is curbing all of the processed fuel that Mexico imports from the U.S. Emily Green reports from Mexico City.
Daniel Garcia has pulled his delivery truck into a gas station. He works as a driver transporting furniture, but it's getting harder to make a living. The price of gas has increased a ton, he says. A year ago, 500 pesos worth of gas, about $25, would have lasted him 2 full days of driving. Now it lasts just a day.
We're hoping that the new president helps bring down the prices to help everyone.
López Obrador promised that as president, he would help stabilize the cost of gas, which skyrocketed in recent years as Mexico privatized its energy sector and market forces dictated prices. Most of the gas consumed here now comes from the U.S. So it makes sense that López Obrador wants Mexico to become energy self-sufficient, says Rogelio Calderón, a Mexico energy consultant.
I think he's thinking that the situation in the world and in Mexico and geopolitical situation is not going to stay as stable as today. So he's trying to plan for a plan B.
López Obrador wants Mexico to refine its own crude oil instead of selling it to the U.S. And he has set a goal of increasing production by nearly 500,000 barrels in 6 years. The problem? Oil production has been declining in Mexico for more than a decade.
And there's not exactly a backlog of large discoveries that are going to suddenly help reverse course.
Maria Cortez is an oil and gas analyst at Wood Mackenzie. She says López Obrador wants to return state-run oil company Pemex to its former glory days, when it produced all its own oil, had a surplus of productive fields, and prices at the pump were cheaper.
There is this element of making Mexico great again.
López Obrador has proposed spending about $4 billion on oil exploration and drilling in 2019. In Mexico City, I'm Emily Green for Marketplace.